Kvach, Shvotov, good Chodesh. So could continue with our Sipur Tzadikim, Sipur Maisios of certain Tzadikim. We should try to emulate the ways. We know Rabbi Nachman says that the non-Jews put their kids to sleep with stories. And as a Weinberger likes to say, Rabbi Nachman says, the non-Jews put their kids to sleep with stories, but the Jewish people keep their kids alive with stories. So we're going to say tonight three stories from the famous Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler. I highly encourage anyone who wants to have a life-changing biography than any rabbi, just being a pashut stories. It's called Rabbi Eliezer, The Life and Legacy of Rabbi Eliezer Geldzahler by Rabbi Yisrael Besser. The first story he brings down, he writes on page number 113, he says the Rosh Hashiva, who's a tremendous, tremendous gon, tremendous lamdan, the yeshiva was making a major dinner in Terrace in the Park in Queens. I'm sure anyone's ever been there. It's a beautiful, beautiful hall. And there was elegant gatherings for hundreds and hundreds of parents of the yeshiva and supporters. Everyone was there, the staff, the guests, everyone was there, except the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Eliezer, was missing. Eventually he arrived with a smile, and he gave everyone Shalom Aleichem. And afterwards, people asked him, the Nasi Yeshiva asked him, like, Rebbe, with all due respect, why were you delayed? He said, on the way to the dinner, just imagine, you had someone coming to a dinner, you know, it's your biggest time to be able to support your yeshiva. You want to be able to make sure to be there on time, to be able to greet all the gatherers, all the financial donors, and this and that. He explained that on the way, he saw a Yid on the side of the road. He was changing his tire. And Rabbi Eliezer, he pulled over to himself, and he helped to be able to help him out. As Rabbi Eliezer said, I couldn't leave a Yid in trouble by himself. How many times do we see Jews on the side of the road, and we say, oh, he's okay, he's going to be okay. And there's a famous story, I mean, I don't know who says this, but this is a side note, that they say a non-Jew told his son, if you ever get in trouble, you know, put this little beanie on and on the side of the road, and someone will help to step over. And what happened? The father passed away, and thank God the kid was okay. But one day he had a little bit of a tire issue. His father said, "Oh, remember to put the beanie on." And what happened was he put it on, and 3 to 4 people, Jews, helped. And I think that's a tremendous lesson. Whenever we see a Jew in trouble, you know, he could be going up, people say, oh, I'm going to the mountains for Shabbos, I can't help the Jew. Amaisa, he was going to his mate, the Rebbe Eliezer was going to his number one financial event of the entire year for his yeshiva. He said, there's a Jew in trouble, I have to pull over. Which goes all well with the next story. He writes on page 114, going to 115. What happened was, Rebbe Eliezer, before he started his yeshiva in somewhere else, where the yeshiva was first in a place called Canarsie, before moving to Lakewood, Rabbi Eliezer was in the middle of delivering shir in the Beis Midrash, and what happened was there was a tremendous sound of screeching brakes and shattered glass. Rabbi Eliezer looked out the window, and he said, excuse me, to his students, and he ran outside. The minute he looked down, and he saw it was a relatively minor fender bender between a Jew and a non-Jew. And they thought the Rosh Hashiva would be in within 5-10 minutes, no problem. Everyone waited by their shtendis, waiting for the Rosh Hashiva to come back in. However, it was 45 minutes later, and then the Rosh Hashiva came back, and the Talmud asked him, Rebbe, with all due respect, what about the Bittul Torah? Isn't it Bittul Torah, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you're giving shir, and it's just like a little fender bender. So says Rav Lazer, if you ever see a Jew standing alone in an unfamiliar neighborhood, there's nothing more important than going to stand by him, making sure that he has a friendly face next to him. It wasn't the accident that was serious. It was the thought of leaving a Yid by himself. It was the thought of leaving a Jew by himself. How many times, I know for myself, you know, whenever you're in trouble and another Jew comes to be able to say Shalom Aleichem, give you a smile. I remember my first day in Yeshiva in NYU. Certain Rabbanim came over to you and certain people in the Beis Midrash came over to you. It changes your entire life. It changes your entire world. When a Jew feels alone, you never know what a person can do. And that's what the Yeshiva was saying. Of course it wasn't Bittul Torah. Rabbi Gelzar said, "Oisib b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. If you ever see a Jew standing alone, there's nothing more important than going to stand by him." And finally, the third and final story, the story that we said in the past, but it was an important story to say again. And at Rabbi Lazar's, at his funeral, this story came out from Rabbi Chaim Waxman Shlita, the famous speaker from our generation, the famous Shavua Shir coming up as Hashem Yisparach. So Rabbi Chaim Waxman spoke at his hesped. He was friends with Rabbi Lazar. And what happened was, Rabbi Chaim Waxman said he was once returning a rental car at the airport, and he wanted to pay with a credit card. However, for some reason, the credit card wasn't going through. And then, you know, sometimes credit cards don't go through, and he used another credit. But Waxman didn't have another credit card, and he found himself in a very uncomfortable situation. He didn't have anything to pay. There was a Jew, a bachar, standing online, and he saw Waxman, who was in trouble, and he immediately said he wanted to pay for the full $800. Rav Waxman wondered, and he pondered to himself, and he said, "Excuse me, thank you so much, I really appreciate it, but why would you lend me so much money? You don't even know my name." The Bachur didn't hesitate. He said, quote, "Because my Rosh Yeshiva taught me that if you see a Jew who needs help, you don't stop and make cheshbonos. You don't make calculations, you just do." And Rav Waxman asked him, "Who is your Rosh Yeshiva?" "Your Rosh Yeshiva," he said, "my Rosh Yeshiva is Rav Eliezer Gelzal." Rav Eliezer Gelzal was this person who felt, understood, that Jews should never feel like they're by themselves. If the Jews in trouble, you have to go out of your way. So just to be able to talk about the three stories, we saw the first story, Rav Eliezer came late to the dinner, the number one financial event of the year for his yeshiva, and he came late because he saw a Jew who was changing his tire. He wanted to be able to go help him. The second story we saw, there was a car accident right outside of his yeshiva in Canarsie, and it was just a little fender bender, and he came in 45 minutes later, and the student asked him, "Rebbe, where were you?" He said, "Isn't it biblical Torah?" He says, "Whenever there's a Jew standing in an unfamiliar neighborhood, there's nothing more important than going standing next to him, because a Jew should never feel like they're by himself." And finally, Rav Waxman said, when he was at the airport, and he didn't have funds to pay, a stranger came out of the way to be able to pay for him. And he said, "Who taught you this lesson?" He said, "This is my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Eliezer Gelzal." Shmizoch Bez Hashem, now in the days of Sviras Omer, to increase our love for Abbas Yisrael, increase our love for each other. Whenever we see a Jew in trouble, we shouldn't just wait for someone else to help out, but we'd be proactive, we'd be able to go help as much as we can, because a Jew should never feel like by themselves. And that's the biggest thing, as the Kubrina Rebbe likes to say, we've said in the past, Kubrina Rebbe says, a Jew does not have a day of Rosh Hashem if he doesn't do something, a good thing for another Jew that day. Meaning, a person could be davening and learning the entire day, but if he didn't do something good for another Jew, it wasn't a day of Rosh Hashem. Rizoch Bez Hashem, to increase our Ben Chavero, and Bez Hashem, it should be a tremendous chus for Rav Eliezer Gelzal. It's a chus Yogen Aleinu Shkoich.